bike share is point-to-point transportation. And so bike share has been installed in about 30 or so cities around the country, and it's ideal for trips that are about too long to walk but not quite worth getting your car and driving to, right? And so it makes downtowns and urban settings really easy to get around it and really kind of extends the reach of how far you can travel around town. And it's just a lot of fun.
Can you explain exactly how it works? What are the nuts and bolts?
So it's pretty simple. You'll either be able to buy a day pass at the station or you'll be able to buy an annual membership. Day pass gets you 24 hours of unlimited 30-minute bike rides, and the annual membership gets you 365 days of unlimited bike rides.
So you pick up a bike at one spot, and you can bring it back to the same spot or drop it off at another location?
You got it. The way you'll then work it is you'll take your membership card, and you'll go up to the station, scan your card, check out a bike. You then bike from that station to wherever you're going, get to the closest station to where you're going, check the bike back in, take care of your business. So then you go to the gym, you go to a meeting, have an ice cream cone. And when you're done, you go back outside, you check out a new bike, or maybe the same bike if it's still there, bike to wherever you're going next, check it back in, and go about your day.
What makes Cincinnati a good fit for this type of business?
Cincinnati has a lot of kind of dense areas, right? So the areas we're focusing on to start with is downtown and over the Rhine, and then uptown around the University Hospital area. And those are both really dense areas for employers, for homes, for jobs, for restaurants. And so there's a lot of really great spots that you can get to kind of within a bike ride's worth of distance. Plus, what everybody's noticing around town right now is that Cincinnati's really hot right now. You're seeing a lot of new development. You're seeing a lot of people interested in being part of the mix, being part of this energy that we're feeling. We think bike share is going to be a perfect complement to all of that.
When will you launch in Cincinnati? I know Mayor John Cranley has already joined.
So the mayor's our first member. That's a big, big get for us, right? He's been a tremendous leader on this, and it's really thanks to the mayor that we're going to be able to launch such an aggressive system. Our original plans were for about 20 stations, and that was going to take some city involvement. But Mayor Cranley was on the ball. He said this is something he believes in, something he wants to see happen, and he really stepped up to the plate to make sure this system was going to be operational in 2014 for the citizens of Cincinnati. We started this week installing stations. We're doing about 2 stations a day, so you can do the math. It'll take us about 3 to 4 weeks to put in all of the stations, and that's if everything goes super smoothly, which anyone that's done a construction project knows doesn't always happen. So we're going to take our time and do this right. We want to make sure that when we launch this, it works well for folks, folks enjoy it, and it operates at a high level. With that in mind, we're targeting kind of a mid-September launch for this, and as soon as we kind of get that nailed down, we'll obviously be making a big deal out of it and want to make sure everybody knows about it so they can enjoy it.
And provided everything goes well, you've got plans to open in Northern Kentucky as well. Tell me about that.
Well, so the goal is to get these 35 stations up and running in Cincinnati this year, but Northern Kentucky's got a lot of the same advantages of downtown Cincinnati and uptown, which is that there's a lot of great activity, great dense activity within a bike ride of the riverfront. So we're hopeful that with some partnerships with the cities of Covington, Newport, and Bellevue, that we'll be able to look at an expansion across the river next year.
I think a lot of people will be interested in being able to ride across the river.
Well, we hope so. I think it would be pretty fun. We're going to make sure that all those people coming for the All-Star Game aren't stuck on one side of the river or the other, right? They got to have a bike to get across.
Red Bike Executive Director Jason Barron, thank you. Good luck with the program.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.